Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Young Entrepreneurs Rebellion. I am Chase Gallette, and this is the podcast where I talk to entrepreneurs, business people, young innovators, and side hustlers about their successes, stories, and strategies so that you can follow in their footsteps. This is a podcast for those people who are breaking the norm, who are literally rebelling against the status quo. It's time to go out and change the world, baby. Let's get it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Young Entrepreneurs Rebellion. Today is a bit of a longer episode. I know. I'm sure you've already looked at the timestamp on here and gone, ooh, it's a bit of a long one. But don't worry. I promise you it is so worth it with today's guest. Today we have on an amazing man. His name is Leo Chun. And me and Leo go over his background at the beginning of this episode. But all I can say is that this guy is absolutely amazing. Okay? Like, his background, he's 18 already, and he is absolutely crushing it. So this episode is amazing. So we start by talking about Leo's background, and then we talk about a transition point he had at Key West, Florida, and how he started talking to some of the biggest players in the real estate industry. Then we go on to talk about how Leo stays out of his own head, how he brings value to other people in interactions despite not having the most experience. We also go on to how people can build courage, how you can push yourself out of your comfort zone and just become a better person overall. We eventually move on to talking about how you can be consistent, how you can constantly have high energy, and we end by talking about where Leo is going in the future and the amazing opportunity that he has for so many young people like you and like me. So with that, all that said, I'm going to let you guys get into the interview. Know that Leo is an amazing guest, and you guys are just going to love him so much. So with no further ado, welcome to Leo Chun. All right, everybody. So welcome back to this week's episode of the Young Entrepreneurs Rebellion. I just want to say before we start that I'm hyped for this episode because the guy we got on today has one, he's a personal mentor of mine. He's a friend. He is mindset galore. He's killing it in life. I don't know how to describe this man. Leo Chun, some of you listeners will know him from my Instagram post. Some of you may know him personally, but Leo is amazing. I cannot stress that enough. This guy blows my mind every time I talk to him. So let's just get into this episode because I think it's going to be amazing. I know that Leo's just going to knock this interview out of the park. So, Leo, throwing it to you, brother. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Chase. I really appreciate that introduction. Make me sound a lot better than I am. I texted you. I was taking a – can I swear here?
Yeah, you can swear here. It's fine.
I texted you. I was taking a shit right now, right before we went on. And I dropped my phone and I'm texting you. I just cracked it.
Right.
So that happens, right?
Brother.
But today's going really, really good. It's a sunny day. I'm having a really good day. So thank you for having me on.
Of course, brother. No, I've been looking forward to this interview for a long time. I've been meaning to get you on here. It's been all too long. So getting started here, like, a lot of my listeners probably aren't going to know who you are. Like, let's be honest. We got a couple hundred people listening to the podcast at this point, so they probably don't know who you are. So I want to know about you, brother. Let's tell the listeners who you are. I want to know, you're 19, which is crazy. Just to preface all this before Leo starts talking. And your mindset is amazing. So I want to hear, like, you used to be just an average high school student, right? And now you're absolutely killing it in every aspect of life. So I want to hear how you got from being an average high school student to, and guys, this is the crazy thing, Leo's networking with the biggest real estate moguls in the country, in the world. Like, Leo is, like, he's talking to amazing people. So Leo, I want to know how we went from average high schooler to future real estate mogul connected with the biggest names in the real estate industry. I want to hear it all, man. Let's hear it.
I like that. So I'm 18, actually.
You're 18? Oh my God. Okay. Continue.
At the end of the year, but yeah, how I went from average Joe high schooler to someone who's networking with some pretty good people. It started out when I was 16, right?
Yeah.
And I started to work out when I was 16.
Right.
And you work out, Chase, yourself, so
Yes,
you know
sir.
how it goes. But when you're in the gym and you push yourself hard, your mindset shifts a little bit,
So
you know.
good, so good.
It's this. So I realized how much I could push myself physically. So I was thinking, okay, why? How far can I push myself mentally to build my mindset?
Right.
Okay. So it was 16 when it all started. I started to work out, and then I started to build my mindset. So as
Right.
soon as I saw my mindset growing and developing, I started reading self-help books, right?
Right.
And it started with something called the Gorilla Mindset. I read
Right.
that, and then I think it was Rhinoceros Success. So two books, those two were
Right.
my first ones that I read. The book, the premise of the book was basically to keep charging, keep pressing, and have thick skin. So I
Yes,
took that
sir.
and I ran with it. I was like, everything I do from now on, I'm gonna be like a rhinoceros. I'm gonna charge. I'm gonna have thick skin no matter what.
Yes,
Okay.
sir.
If a torpedo comes to me, my thick skin can block it off.
I
Okay.
love that.
So that developed my mindset heavily, and I really learned how to play life as a game.
Right.
And everything I do and everything I did at the time, I did like a game. So for example, everyone I talk to, that's another 5 points. Every push-up I do, that's another 2 points.
Right,
Every
right.
run that I go on, that's another. It's just points. I'm getting experience points.
Right.
Experience for life. Have you done that type of mindset before?
I have had run with that mindset before, and I will say it made things a whole lot more fun. I'm just a little bit of curiosity here. Did you literally start gamifying it, writing out the points that you were getting each day, or was it just inside your head?
It was just time. I didn't have time to actually write it all out.
I mean, touche, yeah.
Right.
No. That I okay.
I played it as if it was a game. And the way my mindset worked was I was working towards the next level in every aspect of
Right.
my life. Confidence, health, fitness, spirituality, everything. And that's what I still do, right? And it's all in
Right.
my head, however. So that's where that mindset started to play out. A lot of self-help books, a lot of working out, a lot of reading. And from there, I started to have a lot more confidence to put myself out there, right?
Right.
And you see now, like I just got back from Arizona. Before that, I was in Texas, and then I was in Florida before that, meeting
Yes,
with all
sir.
these real estate moguls, like you were saying. But before that, it took some time to build up the confidence to put myself out there, right?
Right.
And with that, it's a process that I found from the gym, right? You get stronger by putting in reps and doing heavier weight. So I built
Yes.
confidence by putting in reps and technically bigger weight by putting myself out there more. That's my
Right.
weight, right? So
Right.
that's how I scaled my confidence in order to do all the things that I'm doing now. Putting myself out there, shaking more hands, and meeting a lot more people, which led me a little more to where I am now.
Right. 100% Leo. So there was something you said in there that I really want to latch on to for a second. You said right at the beginning, your skin is like a rhinoceros, right? And when a torpedo, if a torpedo comes at you, it's gonna bounce off, right?
Right.
I love that idea, right? Because to the podcast listener, the listeners here, they're entrepreneurs, they're aspiring entrepreneurs. There's people, they're salespeople, they're people who want to change their life, right? You gotta have thick skin. Like I'm just gonna put it out there right now, like. You'll hear 1,000 entrepreneurial stories, and every time it's like, oh, I got turned down 10 times, 1,000 times, 100 times before someone said yes. 10,000 people told me no before one person told me yes. That's the story of entrepreneurship. You need to have the skin of a rhinoceros. Would you agree, Leo? Like, would you resonate with that?
1,000%. You need tough skin. You need to be able to take rejection. You need to be able to hear 1,000 no's, right? That's the
Right.
game. That's the importance of being an entrepreneur, a salesman, right?
Yes, sir.
I like to tell some people a story of Nick Perry.
Right.
Nick Perry is a good friend of mine. He is a seven-figure wholesaler. I met him in Key West last month, and what he does, or how he started, right?
Right.
7 years ago. It took him 9 to 10 months to get his first wholesale deal. He went on 160 appointments, every single one saying no, no, no. Imagine that, going to an appointment and getting struck down 160 times.
Oh, God, man. That's enough to break a person.
It is. Even getting knocked down once is enough to break a person. 100%. But what he did, he remembered to have thick skin, and he kept going, he kept going, he kept going. And then once he got his first deal, that gave him enough confidence to get the next one, get the next one. Now he's doing about 40 deals a month, making $250,000 a month.
Which is insane. So here's a lesson I'm going to pull for that story from the listeners, and that you need to lock onto is, he got knocked down, what'd you say, like 120 times or something like that, right?
160 times.
160 times. When you get knocked down 160 times and you get up 161 times, I'll tell you this right now, it's going to be so much easier once you, one, hit that victory. Like, what, right? Like, once you stay standing that 61st time and you get your victory, God, it's going to feel so good. And number two, you're going to be able to go through so much after being knocked down 100 times. Like, I'll just toss that out there. But all right, Rebels, we are officially into section two of the podcast. So in this section, we are going to talk about Leo's transition point at Key West, how after all of the self-improvement and everything that he did, he went to Key West with Noah Hoffman, who is his real estate mentor, and just had this amazing revelation, this snap, this point where his whole life changed. And I got to say, it's really, really amazing. So honestly, there was a bit of gold in here where he challenges Noah Hoffman, a real estate mogul, to better himself. And he also talks about how the spirit of giving. He talks about how there is no try. So you guys, listen to this next section. The advice is amazing. So, Leo, good story. You have an amazing story. Like, you mentioned something. You said you went to Key West, Florida, right? I want you to, and I'll tell the listener, Key West was a transition point for Leo. Like, that's how I would define it. I think he would define it as that too. Why? What happened in Key West, Leo? Tell the listeners. I want to know where this turning point hit.
So in Key West, Florida, in April 7th, right, it's 2021 now, there was a coaching event, a real estate coaching event. So the top 100 real estate educators and coaches all got together in one room in Key West. And how did I get there? So the way I got there was I met a lot of people who connected me with more people, right?
Right.
Started with Clubhouse, and I got connected with someone in the Bay Area. I met him, and he told me about his son, and his son's a little bit overweight, right?
Right.
So I was like, hey, I can train him. I used to do personal training back then. I could train him as a favor.
Right.
So I start training his son. We go through a few sessions. On the fourth session, and I'll get to Key West very soon, but
go ahead.
He crushed his goal. He started out only being able to do 5 jump rope, right?
Right.
And he crushed his goal on the fourth session doing 50. His father, Noah Hoffman, the Airbnb king, he came to me and he was like, hey, Leo, I just closed a $90,000 wholesale deal. And I was like, wow, like, congratulations. Let's triple that this year as your goal, right? And he was like, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. And then right after that, his son 10x's his jump rope goal, right?
Yeah.
So I go back after our session. I'm like, hey, Noah, your son just 10x his goal. Why can't you 3x your financial goal? Okay. Right. You
know? I love that.
So right after that, 15 minutes later, he texts me. He was like, Leo, how to Key West with me to the coaches event, to the hero coaches event. I'm like, man, that'd be awesome. Like, I'd be honored to come. And calculating it all, it was like $5,000 to go, right? So I was pretty stuck up on it. And he texted me 5 minutes later, it's like, I'll pay for you. You're coming with me, I'll pay for you, right?
That's amazing.
So that was incredible. So he takes me there, I go, and I'm super nervous going there, right? Because I might have only closed one deal, right? Time, and I didn't know anything. The people there have closed thousands of deals. Like, there's millionaires there, Dolph the Roos. You know Ron LeGrand?
Mm-hmm.
Ron LeGrand was over
there. I've heard his name before.
Yeah. These real estate legends were here.
Right.
I was at the very bottom of the ladder.
Little baby Leo.
Little baby Leo. So I held myself as that. I held myself as little baby Leo. And I have a lot of confidence, but when you're around these high-level people, high-level
individuals. It's a whole different story.
It's a whole different level, man. But I go there and I talk to three people, right? And I realize something. They're all just human. They all shit out of their ass. They all have one nose. They all have two ears. And they showed me that. And as soon as I saw that in these people, I completely opened up to everyone else, right?
Yes.
So that was a huge lesson in the very beginning. So the days start passing. Day one passes. Day two passes, right?
Right.
On day two, I go to the bar with these guys.
Right.
Right. I go to the bar and Nick Perry there, the guy I just told you the story about.
Yeah.
Nick Perry was there. Corey Geary, these power players. They're all making quarter mil a month. Robert Wensley, CEO of InvestorLib, he's making $1.5 million a month.
Wow.
So you can imagine, I was sitting in the middle of these four guys, right?
Yeah.
And they're making tons. They're making big moves. And they treated me as if I was one of them, right? We had talks as if I was one of them. And I got to see how they thought. I got to see how they perform. I got to see how they go about their days, right?
Right.
And you know that quote, right? You are the average of the five people you hang around.
Yep.
Instantly that came into play. Instantly I started thinking like them. Instantly I started talking like them and having their type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So at that place, they gave me all their advice, right? They gave me a bunch of tips, life tips. And from that moment, I took everything they told me and took it into play. Okay.
Right.
So there was this one guy, Ricardo Rosales. I sit down with him and he keeps pressing me. He's like, I want you to go to this event in Houston. Right.
Okay.
I want you to go to this event in Houston. I kept saying, I'll try to be there. Like I would do my best to be there.
Yeah.
And I kept saying that every single time I saw him again, he kept saying, I want you to be at this event. It's $5,000 again to go to this event. Right.
Right.
And me, I didn't have $5,000.
Yeah.
I told him that I would try. And it was someone that was walking by and they whispered like, there is no try. There's only two.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Okay. I was like, okay, Ricardo, you know what? I'm going to flip some couches because I do couch flipping, right? I'm going to flip some couches. I'm going to make that $5,000. I'm going to be there.
Okay? Right.
So as soon as I told him that, day three comes. And day three, there was a huge event where Sean Callagy, Tony Robbins' friend, he raised $100,000 in that room of 70 people.
That's crazy.
And it was such an environment of giving because Robert Allen, the godfather of real estate, had just given a whole speech on giving, right?
Right.
So one of the donations within that 600,000 was, okay, if you want to write a book where Robert Allen will write your foreword and your subtitles, $2,500, walk up on stage. So everyone starts swarming the stage to write a book with Robert Allen, right?
Right.
And me, I'm sitting here like, I don't have 2,500 bucks, but I'm clapping it up. I'm cheering everyone on, right? I feel so grateful to even be there.
Right.
And they're giving another speech. And this woman comes to me, right, that I met. And she comes to me, taps me on the shoulders, like, Leo, we want to donate 2,500 for you to be up there. Go up there, right?
That's amazing, brother.
And I'm just like, wow. I couldn't believe it. So I walked up on stage. I shake his hand, the gentleman who donated for me. I shake his hand. I'm like, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me, right?
Yeah.
He looks me in my eye. He says, thank you for what you're doing for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, wow. You know, he hits me with that, and I almost start crying. And then he goes down. He gives a speech. Right? He says, you know, this 18-year-old kid, he's going and getting it. He's here. He's breaking barriers down to be here, right?
Right, right.
And after he said that, they all bring me down, right? I start talking. I'm just like, thank you guys for showing me so much love, for treating me like one of you guys. And they all say, you are one of us. I don't know if you saw that video, but
I saw the video, bro.
Man, they all said that at the same time, and I was just feeling so grateful. And then I started crying, just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And at the end, well, it was kind of like an Oprah moment, right?
Yeah.
At the end, I was crying. I was saying, I promise I will pay this forward. And as soon as I said that, they say, thank you. And Ricardo Rosales, the guy I talked to before about the event, he yells out, I'm going to fly you out to Houston. You're coming to my event. I'm paying for your hotel. And it was...
That's amazing.
It was the moment because, you remember, I committed to go. I committed to make that money, that $5,000 to go.
Right.
And the next day, he decides to fly me out.
That's amazing, man. So that's amazing.
That was...
All right, everybody, we are moving into gap three of the podcast. In this section, we talk about how Leo stays out of his own head, right? Like how he brings value by being energetic, even though he doesn't have a lot of like knowledge, a lot of actual knowledge value to share. He has energy to transfer. He has energy to give. And he talks about how you can do the same in your own life. I hope you guys enjoy.
Incredible.
Okay, so... There's something, and there's so much to analyze here. There's so much I want to dive into here, right? I want to start at the beginning of this Key West journey, right? Like we said it, little baby Leo. That's where this started, right? Like we had this mindset, right? What stopped you, right? Because you're here. You have done one wholesale deal. All of these guys are doing three wholesale deals a day. So what stopped you? And it like you did one wholesale deal in 3 months. They're doing three wholesales in one day. So you're like so many people would get inside their own head. It'd be this whole narrative inside their own head. Like, I don't deserve to be here. I'm not on these people's levels. I have nothing to contribute. I'm just gonna stand in the back of the room. You know, like I got nothing to give here. So what was different about your mindset that you were able to stay out of your own head? That you were able to kind of defeat that little, I'm sure that voice is in your ear at some point. I'm sure you heard a voice that said, I don't deserve to be here. So what were the strategies? What did you do to get out of your own head?
You do have good. That's awesome.
Thanks, brother.
that's a really good question. The mindset that was going on in my head is like, okay, if I have something to bring, I'm going to bring something that's worth more than money itself.
Right.
Okay. And what is okay. that? That's my positive energy. That's my smile. Right. That's worth more than right. $1 million. Right.
Yes, sir.
So my mindset going into it was like, when I shake their hand and I look into their eyes and I smile, they're going to leave in a more positive manner than they came.
Right. Which I love.
I wasn't too worried about not bringing value because any real estate value, right?
Right.
What I was excited about was just bringing them my energy, bringing right. them my good energy, because energy can be transferred. As I give 100%. Positive energy, positive words, it brings positive waves into them and it comes right back
yes.
to you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Have you read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
I have. And to the listener, read that book. It changed my life. But what do you have to say, Leo?
It also has changed my life. I've used every tactic in that book, and that's how I do my networking, right?
Yes.
In yes. these events, there's like 300 people at each of these events. And at the All In Freedom event that I just went to, there was 700 people, right? And sometimes it's crazy. Pretty hard to network when there's that many people. And you feel small right. and you want to hide in the corner. But this book has changed my life in the fact like I can go to anyone, talk to them, and hold a really good conversation with them, get them in yeah. my number, and now they're in my network. Right.
Right.
So that book has changed my life in my networking.
100%. So and I've actually been meaning to do this for a while. I'm going to be making an episode specifically about how to win friends and influence people. It's going to be it's just going to be me sitting on this mic talking about the book, but that's in the future. So Leo, right? What you said about about energy, right? You brought energy to people. That was your value add, right? When you're, so to the listener, when you're networking, when you're doing all of this stuff, right? You were a beginner. That's the truth of it. Like me and Leo, we're still beginners compared to these guys. Like you guys, all of you listeners, we're beginners. That's the truth of life, right? There's, and there's always going to be someone smarter. Keep that in the back of your head. But when you're a beginner, you don't have capital to bring, right? And you probably don't have experience to bring. So you have to think outside of the box. You have to think to yourself, what can I bring to this equation? What is my value add? For Leo, it's his positive energy. And you guys can latch on to that. Like, you can have positive energy. You can bring positive energy to relationships. So you have to think, like, who am I connecting with? What do they do, right? How can I add value to them? And I can't answer that question for you because it's different for every single other person, but that's the biggest thing you have to think about when you're networking with people. Would you agree, Leo?
I would definitely agree. Everyone has some type of value to bring. Everyone has the ability to listen.
Yes.
Everyone has the ability to show appreciation. Everybody has the ability to share a smile. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those things are priceless. Those things are absolutely priceless. You have that value to bring to absolutely anyone that you encounter. Some people just don't listen to. Some people have a network of friends that just do not listen to them.
Right.
But if you can come to the person, the next person you meet, and you solely just listen to what they have to say and make them feel heard, that can change their life.
100%.
You can change someone's life just by bringing that to them.
You never know when someone's going to need you to listen. Like, that's the truth of it. For one reason or another, you're never going to know when someone needs you to listen. So here's that I struggle with, Leo, and I know that my listeners struggle with, and that's having the courage to do. It's officially gap 4, section 4, how people can build more courage in your life. Leo has some amazing ideas as to how you can build up your courage. And let me tell you, it's going to be uncomfortable. It is going to feel uncomfortable. So be ready for it. But the advice he gives in this section is really, really good, guys. You are going to love these tips. It's very actionable. You could stand up right after you finish this and go boost your courage. Get after it. Do these things, right? With courage, okay? Like, I know that my listeners, I struggle to do things that are hard. Like, I think everyone does, like, right? Like, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone feels bad. It doesn't feel good, you know? You'll feel awkward. You'll feel like you don't belong where you are. So when it comes to courage, right, that's the biggest thing for people. How do people be more courageous? How did you at Key West, like, you were bringing positive energy, right? But that doesn't change the fact that these guys were way out of your league. And like, you talk to one guy, some people would shut down, right? Like, you talk to one person, you're like, I got it. We're good. You know, like I fulfilled I did what I needed to do. How do you cultivate the courage to constantly go after your dreams, to connect with people who are 1,000 light years ahead of you? How do you do that?
Well, the way that I do it, the way that I lead with confidence and talk to anyone with confidence is I know my goal in life and I know what I want to achieve. Okay. And with that, I know that I can bring you value because of those three things that I told you, right? Mm-hmm. I know that I can bring an immense amount of value just by being a friend, being a listener to. And the way I practice that confidence is that everyone that I talk to, I focus on bringing value.
Right.
Then I do that over and over and over again, breaking out of my comfort zone each and every time.
Right.
Okay. So after that first person in Key West that I talked to, that gave me enough confidence to go to the next.
Right.
Then I build my confidence even more. Then I go to the next. Then I'm confident enough to puff my chest up a little bit and take a little bit more room, okay?
Right, yeah.
And that's a huge takeaway right there. That's a huge gem. You got to take up more room to have confidence.
Yes.
Don't hold yourself together, right? And I know the video is not going to be on, and I hope you don't put it on because I've been scratching my nose the whole time. But when you are hugging yourself in a room, like how people do, you know how they put their hands in their armpits and hug themselves? What you're saying And your body language is that I don't deserve to be in this room. I'm small and I'm not deserving of whatever
Whatever
it
it is.
is, right? But when
Right.
you open up, when you puff up your chest a little bit, and not like a gorilla, not like showing that you're the shit, but
Yeah.
just opening up your body a little bit, taking up a little bit of room, will instantly give you more confidence.
100%.
And when people can feel your confidence, your conversation will be in a place of, in a place where you know you both can bring value to each other. You know that it's a conversation in the office. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense to me. And here's what I'll say, kind of to add on to that from my own personal experience. The way that you hold yourself, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, the way that you hold yourself is so incredibly essential, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you're in a conference, if you're at a real estate conference with the top players in the real estate industry, or if you're just straight up walking down the street, the way that you carry yourself says so much to the people around you. If you like you said, if you're walking down the street, arms crossed, kind of like, avoiding everyone else, you're saying, "Hey, I don't want to communicate." If you're walking down the street, chest puffed up, trying to be a cool guy, right? You're saying the same message. You're like, you're kind of saying, "Get out of my way," you know? But when you leave yourself open to people, that's when real communication happens. That has been my personal experience, at least. So, would you agree with that, Leo? What are your thoughts? All right, section five. We are talking about how to be consistent, how you can constantly have high energy, and how you can transfer that energy to other people. So we're talking about how Leo stays consistent. And I must say that his consistency routine is very similar to mine. And it's a routine that I'm actually probably going to be making a podcast episode on. But until that point, you guys can definitely implement the routine that he talks about here. I think you guys will enjoy.
Okay, so where were we?
So I like we talked about courage, right? Like courage is something that you can cultivate in your life, but here's the thing that I struggle with, okay? And I find that for a lot of the time, I am my own audience because I'm a young entrepreneur who's trying to grow. So, and that's consistency. Consistency is the biggest problem for me, no matter what it is. If that's eating healthy, if that's working out, if that's even creating podcast episodes, networking with people, no matter what it is, consistency is the biggest thing that I battle against, right? Because the things that you do as an entrepreneur are hard. They're really hard, and it's hard to stay con it's really, really difficult to stay consistent when things are hard for you, right? So I think you can already see the question coming, Leo. Like, how do you stay consistent? Like, at Key West, how did you consistently pop up every day, full of energy, ready to go, and go talk to these people? Right? At any event, at like every time I see you, Leo, you're energetic. You're like, "Whoa, let's go. Woo." You know? Like, how? How do you consistently have this high vibration, this high level of performance? How do you do that?
Having high energy is fun, man. Always,
Yes.
it feels good. So that alone, I know I want to lead with high energy because when people see me with high energy, guess what they'll give me back? High
High
energy.
energy.
So how do energy? I remind myself of that. Okay, I eat the right foods, right? I drink enough water, and that alone gives me enough consciousness to have high energy. Okay.
Right.
Now, how I like to say how I have my consistency is from my morning routine. And some people are very, very against morning routines, and that's okay. Some people like waking up at 11 and they still get a bunch of work done. But how
Right.
me and a lot of my friends and a lot of my network stay consistent every single day is we time block and we have a morning routine that allows us to do our self-development in the morning. Okay.
Right.
Now, how does my morning routine look? I wake up at 4:30. I meditate for 30 minutes before I have a morning meeting with my accountability. Okay. And that accountability group is filled with high energy people who love to lead with love, lead with confidence, and lead with this type of energy. So I instantly get a hit of their energy. And as
Right.
soon as my meeting ends, I read a book. I read some self-development, I listen to a podcast, and I go hit the gym. I move my
Yes.
body around, and moving my body gives me that high energy. Okay?
Yes.
Now, by the time I finish my workout, it's around 8 a.m., and that's when I start the rest of my day. So as soon as 8 a.m. hits, I'm already set with so many high-energy activities that give me even more energy.
Right.
Now, I consistently do that every single day, so I consistently have high energy. Okay. So how do you consistently wake up every morning? How I did it was I went to sleep at the same time every night and just got my
Right.
ass up out of bed whenever the alarm
Right.
hits. You
Yeah,
get up,
man.
you drink a whole bottle of water, and you're up. And you just do that. So that's.
It's true.
So we are into the final stretch of the podcast. This is the last time you guys will be hearing Leo's voice, unless you want to go check him out on his socials. He is at Coach Chun. He has a lot of amazing advice to provide, and you can actually connect with him. He will respond. Leo is an amazing dude. Do go connect with him if you want. But in this final section, we're going to be talking about where Leo's moving into the future, about all his future goals, the opportunities that he wants to provide for young people, and how he really wants to change the paradigm surrounding young people and success. So, you guys are going to love this section, and I'll see you in the outro. 100%. So, and I love that. I personally, for me, my morning routine, the days I do it, pop off. Days I don't do it, not so much. Like, I resonate with that. So, Leo, we've covered a lot of stuff on here, and the next thing that I kind of want to ask you about is I want to ask you where you're going in the future, because we've talked about your past. You 16 years old, you started your self-development journey. You were working out, you were building yourself up. Then you eventually got to where you are now, which is networking with the biggest people in the real estate industry. I want to know, where do we go from here? Like, to a lot of people, you are popping off, right? You are changing your life. You're doing amazing. So where do we go next? What's the next step for Leo Chun?
That's a really good question. Right now, what it's looking like is, and I don't know if I'm able to share this, but I'm just gonna do it. If something happens, that's on me.
If you find out, we'll just edit it out.
Right, exactly. So I'm working with Robert Allen, the real estate godfather, and Tim Mai. And what we're doing is we're doing a project where we're taking a group of kids. I don't like saying kids, a group of young people. And we're taking them from wherever they are to $1 million in assets within a year.
I love that.
So we're taking a group of 10, 20 kids. One side is residential, one side is commercial. And what we're doing is we're taking all of them, we're having them go across the country, across the state, or across the country to move to maybe, I think, Wilmington, North Carolina. And what we'll be doing is calling, emailing, and cold calling and emailing and texting brokers and residential landlords to sell us their property, and basically bringing a teenager from 0 to $1 million. And then Robert Allen is creating a book on that called The 1 Minute Millionaire for Teens. So that's happening, along with another project that I'm working on to run my seven-figure business. However, the premise of it will be the team members that I bring on will be teenagers. Now, I
I
hope that
love
you can
that.
see the future of that, the ripples that will create
Yes.
in real estate and self-development itself for teenagers, right? Because now they see a bunch of teenagers making millions, making seven figures, making a business, and
Yes.
it's just going to be huge.
But Leo, everything that you're doing just sounds so amazing, brother. And like, so the question that I normally ask guests, right, when we're getting towards the end of our podcasting, of our podcast, is I'm like, if you could go back to 18, do it all over again, what would you do? You're 18. That kind of ruins my question. So, Leo, you're making my life hard here, but if you, so my entire audience, right, we're young entrepreneurs. We're people who are chasing our dreams. We're, as the name of the show coins it, we're the Young Entrepreneurs Rebellion. We're people who are rebelling against the status quo. So, if you had to give a young entrepreneur, someone who's rebelling, someone who's trying to change their life, two pieces of advice to send them out into the world to see success, what would those two pieces of advice be?
One, practice not giving a fuck about what people think.
Yes.
Okay. How do you practice that?
Let's
Everywhere
hear it.
you go, say hi. Say hi, how are you? Okay. I learned that from In-N-Out. I used to work at In-N-Out. Every single person you see, say hi, how are you? How you doing? Okay. Get rejected 200 times. But also you'll see, you'll have a conversation with these people 9 out of 10 times. Okay.
Yes.
Or they'll just say like, hey, I'm good. How are you? Right. They will respond. What that will do is it'll slowly build up your confidence and it'll get rid of that fear of rejection that we all have. Okay. Nobody gives a fuck about what you're doing.
It's
Right.
true. It's true.
So why should you care and why shouldn't you post on Instagram or why shouldn't you post your goals out there? Why shouldn't you be the best person you could be for somebody else? Because they do not give a shit. So you have to practice not giving
Yes.
a fuck.
Yes. Yes, Leo. That's exactly what we want to hear. I resonate with this. Like I just started posting on Instagram consistently, literally 2 days ago. And what Leo's saying is right, you know? And that is the story of entrepreneurship. The story of entrepreneurship, the journey that we're all on, is not caring. We like that's the entire basis of being an entrepreneur. Like, what's his name? Colonel Sanders, the guy who founded KFC, right? The whole story is that he got rejected by 1,000 restaurants before one restaurant said yes, and then it became a nationwide chain, and he was in his 70s. He didn't care. He didn't care. That's the story of entrepreneurship. So, Leo, this podcast, man, it's been so amazing. Like, it's been amazing to have you. This was everything I hoped for it. My God, man, thank you so much for coming on here. Your goals for the future, I can't wait to see where you go, man. Like, to the listener, guys, follow Leo. He's at Coach Chun on Instagram, coach.chun. This guy is gonna ch he's gonna change the world. Like, I'm calling it right now. Leo, you're gonna change the world, brother. Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on. I see this podcast blowing up. I'm putting it out there now. You're gonna get to your goal in no time, man. I'm proud of you.
Easy, brother. 50K. 50K, easy.
There
But
you go, man.
thank you so much for coming on here. But Leo, I have a wonderful day, brother.
You too. Thank you.
All right, my rebels, we're there. You have it. That was Leo Chun, and I just want to say that I had so much fun recording this episode with Leo. It was a really, really amazing episode. And the advice that he was providing in this episode, it's coming from someone who's at the start of their journey, just like us, right? Like, some of the episodes in this podcast are more in theory, and there's not as much action that can be taken. But with this episode, you could stand up right now and go act on these tips. His tips about courage, how going and talking to new people every single day, talking to anyone, starting up a conversation, that is something I've actually executed on myself, and it boosts your courage so much. I cannot even express it. His tips on a morning routine, his tips on networking with people, how bringing energy to a relationship, that is one of the best ways that you can possibly network with people. All right, so you already know what we talked about in this episode. It's a lot of the stuff that I just mentioned. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode so much. If you want to have more content like this, more value, maybe in a more short-term way, more short form, I am over on Instagram at chase_galette. You can, that is spelled GUELETTE. I'm providing tons of valuable content daily. Obviously, over here in the podcast, I'm providing a bit more long-form content. Over on Instagram, it's going to be a bit more short-term, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know that I certainly enjoyed recording it. So, you guys, my rebels, I will see you in the next episode.